Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
We are the Dragons of St. George's School. We have taken over Vectis Radio for the next hour. We have loads of news and entertainment for you, so stay listening.
Hi, this is Callum here today on Vectis Radio. I've Mildred some questions. Number one, what part are you in the school zone and are you happy with that?
I'm being a stormtrooper, and yes, I am happy with it.
Number two, are you looking forward to going on the red funnel next Thursday, and why?
Yes, but just a little bit nervous, but I'll be fine, because of it's just going to be loads of people.
Number three, what is your favourite colour and why?
My favourite colour is purple and pink, because they match my jumper.
Number four, do you have any horses and why do you?
I do have one horse called Wilson, and because he likes to canter.
Number five, what the last film you seen and what was the favourite part and what film would you like to see and why?
My last film was Johnny English, and my favourite part was the when he nearly shot the gun out.
Okay, this is it for me today. Catch the next one on Vectis Radio 104.6. Goodbye.
Hi, it's Amir here with your weekly number one from yesteryear on the 18th January 1952. Number one was the loveliest night of the year by Mario Lanza and Annie Shelton. On the 18th January 1973, the number one was Long Haired Lover from Liverpool by Little Jimmy Osmond. Jimmy had a massive hit with the song in process, becoming the youngest person to ever reach number one on the UK single chart, age 9 years, 8 months. On the 18th January 2003, the number one was Stop Living the Lie by David Sneddon. The debut single by Scottish singer, songwriter David Sneddon, who won the BBC's Fame Academy show. That's all from me this week. Catch you next time, music fans.
Hi, this is Connor with the weekly news roundup. West White Alpacas and Llamas, set for expansion and franchising opportunity. Popular family attraction, West White Alpacas and Llamas, have announced plans to further develop. Popular family attraction, West White Alpacas and Llamas, have announced plans to further develop. In addition to expanding the gift shop, the owners are offering a franchising deal on the cafe and restaurant. The Llama Tree Bistro will be offered as a franchise through Garley Howard Estate Agents. Bridge works in God's Hill. Main road will be closed for 3 weeks. Works will be carried out to strengthen the bridge on the main road to God's Hill, avoiding the need to ban lorries and buses from the route. Island roads will strengthen Bow Bridge on the busy A3020 Newport Road to ensure it can continue to carry all traffic. The road will be closed for 3 weeks from January the 27th, while the work is carried out. Goddard's Brewery supports Isle of Wight's rock band. Goddard's Brewery has joined forces with local rock band Sub Pacific and their label, Chalk Pit Records, to support local talent. The Isle of Wight Brewery has signed up to support the band in the coming year. Sub Pacific played the Isle of Wight Festival main stage last year and supported bands including Bang Bang, Romeo and Gender Roles. So that's it from me with your weekly news roundup.
Hi 30 fans, it's Charlie here with your weekly news of sport. Leicester 1, Southampton 2. Dennis Praet scores for Leicester to make it Leicester 1, Saints 0. Then Stuart Armstrong scores to make it 1-1. Then Mr. Ings scored a great goal to make it Southampton 2, Leicester 1 for Southampton. The good old red and whites of the South Coast. We deserve to win today because we had so many great chances. It was a fantastic team performance again, said Ralph Hasenhüttl, the Southampton manager. Leicester's players looked a little lacklustre given their players played 9 matches between the 14th of December and the Saints match. They played Burnley on Sunday. Next match was Chelsea 3, Burnley 0 at Stamford Bridge. Goals from Jorginho, Tammy Abos and Callum Hudson-Odoi. This goal was the first ever for Callum Hudson-Odoi. The Blues have faltered at Stamford Bridge in recent weeks, losing the 3 sides near the relegation zone. Chelsea struggled to break down Burnley, but Abos' close-range header gave them hope. Burnley have lost their 4th defeat on the spin, but have lost some confidence, but are working on it. Chelsea travel to Newcastle upon Tyne on Saturday. Until next time, bye!
Hi gamers, Kieran here for Game Review. This week's game is Halo Wars 2. Well, some of you have played the first Halo Wars and not played Halo Wars 2 yet. You might still think it's a prequel, but however, it's a sequel to Halo 5. In the story, the Spear of Fire awakens after 28 years of drifting into space to find themselves with the stress signal coming from the Ark. So Captain Cutter sends Red Team to go and investigate until they are attacked by a brute named Aatrox, the leader of the Fallen. So Captain Cutter and his squad must stop the Fallen before they take over the galaxy. Halo Wars 2 also has new multiplayer such as Blitz, where you survive a number of waves against the other team, plus you can add different classic Halo characters to your game such as Sergeant Johnson, Yip Yap, the Arbiter and a lot more. I think this Halo game is really awesome. It's filled with lots of content, it's very enjoyable, and I just can't wait to see in Halo Infinite what's going to happen next in the next chapter this year. I give Halo Wars 2 a 9 out of 10. This game is on Xbox One and computer. That's all from me this week, catch you next time.
That's it from the St. George's Dragons today. We'll be back next week taking over Vectis Radio once again. So until then, have a good week.